Monte's destination was Tanis, in the northeastern corner of the Nile Delta. Tanis was a very remote site, at the end of a very long track, set in a landscape that looked like the surface of the moon. When Monte eventually reached the remains, his hopes were high of finding a spectacular lost world.
What do you think, sir?
Looks promising.
Tanis went beyond Monte's wildest dreams. Though the ancient Nile had long since gone, everything else about the site fitted the clues for Ramesses' lost city of Pyramus. Everywhere he looked, he found half-buried monuments of Ramesses the Great.
Ra, Mesu, Meri, Amun. The one born of Ra, beloved of Amun. We've been here 5 minutes. I've already seen his cartouche in, what, three separate places?
Incredible. This was one of the vital clues needed to confirm whether this truly was Pyramus. Monte's initial trip to Tanis left him in no doubt that Ramesses II's lost city lay buried beneath his feet.
Better send word to Cairo. We've got an awful lot of work ahead of us.
But this site would become famous for reasons far stranger than Monte could ever have imagined. The remains at Tanis secured Monte's name in the world of Egyptology. Within a few years, he'd established a full-time excavation site, and under his leadership, the work became an obsession.